Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Nation, Episode 2, the podcast dedicated to you, the player, helping you get the most out of your video games. I'm your host, Joel Scully, and today I'm going to be talking about two games that I just recently been playing, WWE 13 and Need for Speed Most Wanted. Now, before I get officially into the podcast, I would like to say that as of today, my podcast is officially on iTunes, so if you are listening to this podcast via my website or Podomatic, you can also go on to iTunes and look up The Nation 5470, and you will be able to see all of my podcasts that I have uploaded so far. So far, I've only uploaded one, so you know, it's not much to check out, but there will be more in the future, and just kind of excited because from what I hear, you know, it's hard to get onto iTunes, but you know, it's my first time actually trying to put my podcast out there. But enough about that. Let's get into the actual gist of this podcast. So I'm gonna start out with WWE 13. I've been recently playing that this past weekend, and I have to say it's a pretty fun game. It's a pretty fun game. I was playing a match, the Giant versus Mark Henry, and it was very, very interesting because I had Mark Henry knocked out, and I climbed up onto the ring post, climbed up on the turnbuckles, fell and slammed onto Mark Henry, and literally broke the whole entire ring. The whole entire ring just fell. So, that was pretty impressive, you know. Apparently, from what I've read, I went online a little bit and did some research on it. It can only be accomplished by using super heavyweights such as Mark Henry and the Giant. Apparently they are trying to figure out a way where they can do it with more characters, wrestlers should say. They're doing it with more wrestlers, but for right now it's just Mark Henry and the Giant. And it has to be at a certain position. From what I did, I took the Giant off the turnbuckle, slammed him onto Mark Henry, and the whole entire ring just fell, just broke. Like, the side, the ropes and everything, just they collapsed and everything. So, yeah, that was pretty cool to pull off. I really like seeing that. The other thing I pulled off was the, what they call an Oh My God moment, OMG moment. Basically, you can do it with any wrestler. You gotta have a finisher. You gotta have a finisher in place, and where you can go and use it is if you put your opponent onto you go up to the announcer table, you pull the stuff off the announcer table, you bring you throw your opponent onto the announcer table. For me, since I was playing Xbox, I hit the A button, rolled my opponent on there, and then it'll say OMG. For me, since I was playing Xbox, it was the Y button. I hit the Y button, it goes into kind of like a cinematic mode, and your character basically pulls his finisher move off onto his opponent off standing on top of the announcer table. So yeah, I mean, basically, let me tell you something. Once you throw your opponent, what's the name of that match? Falls Count Anywhere match. If you're in a Falls Count Anywhere match, that match right there, and Last Man Standing. That's what I was looking for. Also, Last Man Standing match. If you're in a Last Man Standing match, that right there will win you the match. If you pull an OMG moment off the top of the announcer table, like I just explained how to do, that will That right there just won the match. Because every time I played a last man standing match and I pulled an OMG moment off the top of the top of the announcer table, my opponent did not get up. You see him crawling a little bit and he just knocked out. That's it. He's done. That's it. The other OMG moment you can also pull is when you got a finisher and you throw your opponent into the barricades. There's a barricade over there. It's got kind of like a sponsor logo on it. If you throw your opponent into it, he'll slam up and like kind of sit there, and then you walk over to him and you'll see the big OMG logo underneath. And like I said, for me, since I was playing Xbox, I hit the Y button, and what he does is he pushes his opponent a little onto the barricades, and then after that he spears him through the barricades. And that right there too, after you do that, he's done. If it's a last man standing match, he's done. If it's a falls count anywhere match, just pin your opponent. Same goes for the announcer table. Just pin your opponent, because he's pretty much done. So I pulled that off. It was John Cena versus Chris Jericho, and I did the attitude adjustment, or the AA, off the announcer table. And yeah, Chris Jericho, it was a falls count or no last man standing match. I'm sorry, last man standing match. Yeah, he was done. He was done for. So those are two places you can pull off an OMG moment. Now, if you're in a cage match, then you can also pull an OMG moment or oh my god moment. What you do is you have a finisher attached, and you basically bring your opponent down to the cage. And what you do is you hit the oh my god moment, which I don't know what it is for PlayStation, but I'm just speaking for Xbox. You hit the Y button. After you hit the Y button, then what you're going to do is it just slams your opponent through the cage, and it busts the cage door down, or like the whole side of the cage. It basically goes through the cage, and what it allows you to do is you can go outside the cage, you know, go into an announcer table, whatever. What I like to do is I like to climb up to the top of the cage, and you know, my opponent, he's kind of dumb. He follows me up there, and what I like to do is I take my opponent and I slam him through the middle of the cage and all the way to the bottom. On that particular match I was playing, my created character was CM Punk for the WWE Championship in the WWE Universe. I set it up so my player was the number one contender, and basically I just threw CM Punk through the middle, slammed him down, and let's just say that was the end of the match. CM Punk pretty much, I mean, before we even got to that point though, I mean, I pretty much beat up CM Punk. So yeah, so those are your three places you can do an OMG moment. As far as the WWE Universe goes, what WWE Universe is a game mode where basically you are the creator of the whole entire thing. You're basically the GM of every show. The three shows that are basically dealing with is Raw, WWE Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, and WWE Superstars. So you can basically change where your position is on a particular championship ladder. If you don't like where you're at, like for most characters, if you start a creative character and you put him on for SmackDown, it's going to be the Intercontinental Championship. That's where you're going to start out. That's the ladder row that you start out with, the Intercontinental Championship. If you go on the Raw roster brand, then you're going to start out at the United States Championship. For me right now, I just started creating a character, so I'm on Raw. So I'm working on the United States Championship right now. You're going to have it's going to take a while to work your way up the WWE Championship or the World Heavyweight Championship, because the World Heavyweight Championship is the major title for SmackDown, and the WWE Championship is the major title for Monday Night or Monday Night Raw, yeah. So, it's going to take a while for you to work your way up the WWE Championship or World Heavyweight Championship ladder. Well, as far as the Intercontinental / United States Championship, it really doesn't take that long. I mean, I basically got to number one contender in like, I'd say like two or three, by at least the first pay-per-view, I was up to the number one contender. So it doesn't take long for this as far as the minor title goes. It really didn't take me that long. I mean, I was facing David Ortega for the longest, and then when I got towards the pay-per-view match at the end of the month, I was facing Santino Marella because he was the champion at the time. I'm the champion now, but he was the champion at the time. So it really doesn't take that long to work on the minor and get your way up to the minors. But yeah, for a creative character, you're pretty much going to start at the minor title match. Now, if you feel that it's taking too long for you to get up to the ladder, work your way up the championship ladder, what you can do is you can also go into the WWE Universe and you can change where your position stands on the ladder, because I didn't do it per se. I saw that you can change your position on the ladder. I like to kind of, you know, get the feel of working towards the top. So I didn't really mess with my position, but I can kind of tell. I got a championship, whatever. The championship kind of helps you a little bit get to the top. It moves you up like two positions, but I mean, it really doesn't get you that high up there. It just works you like two positions maybe. But yes, if you feel that you're, you know, staying too long and you're saying screw it, you can change your position on the ladder, and see, you know, you can change it number one contender if you want. Or if you don't even want to do that, you can just make yourself champion. Just, you know, say screw it, now I'm gonna make myself champion. So you can go and make yourself champion. You can do that. You can also go and change up the matches if you want, and you can also turn matches into, you know, inferno matches, table ladder chair matches, last man standing. However you want to do it, it's up to you. It's your universe, pretty much. So you can also create an event, just like the WWE. You can also create an event, create what happens and when you want to play out and who you want to play with. I created kind of a semi feud between The Rock and John Cena. I was trying to recreate, which is really, you know, not really, it's really tough to, but I was trying to recreate sort of the events that happened with The Rock and John Cena before that big WrestleMania match last year. So I've been trying to work on that and the events and stuff. Right now, in the WWE Universe as well, you can go and create yourself a tag team, which I created myself a tag team called The Total Package. It's me, John Cena, and The Rock. The Rock is kind of like the third wheel. He's kind of like a manager, per se. The only way you're really going to see him in our ring entrance is if he's a manager. As far as that, you're just going to see John Cena and me, which is pretty cool, because you can go and customize your tag entrance with a lot of different tags. Me and John Cena's tag actually is where my creative character is driving a truck, and John Cena's in the back waving It's in a, like an old military truck, and he's kind of waving a patriotic U.S. flag. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty. I've enjoyed you know, messing around with the WWE universe and that sort of thing. But so yeah, that's pretty much what I have for the WWE. Oh, I almost forgot. There's also in the game, which is called the WWE. It's what it used to be before the old WWE. It used to be the Road to WrestleMania, is what it used to. And they used to have different wrestlers that you could play out their storyline on their way to WrestleMania. But now the game has changed to where it replays the WWE Attitude Era. And so you start your first scenario / storyline is where you are playing DX, and you basically go through the whole storyline on how DX got started, how Shawn Michaels and Triple H, you know, kind of came together as a team and started DX. Then the next storyline is the Steve Austin storyline, where it kind of goes through. And it shows as you go through, you unlock actual kind of like cinematic movies, and it kind of shows you the real life scenario of what you just played out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you play the scenario in the video game, but then it kind of goes into a video as you play the game. It goes into a video and it kind of shows you that scenario that happened in real life in the actual TV show. As you go through different matches, it'll give you optional, like bonus objectives that you need to fulfill. You know, some of them are just basic ones, like, you know, you got to pull a finisher off on this wrestler, or you have to win the match in this so many times, or this so many minutes, or whatever. The main thing about those is it unlocks arenas, it unlocks championship belts, and it unlocks different characters you can do. When you first start out in the game, you have Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you have The Rock as playable characters. So those are two characters that you automatically have. But as you go through, you can unlock different people. With the DX storyline, you get to unlock, like, the Triple H from the Attitude Era. You get to unlock HBK from the Attitude Era. So you get to unlock different people. And as you unlock different people, and you manage to unlock, like, the Road Dogs is a team that you can actually unlock. But you have to unlock both members of the Road Dogs. So it's kind of like yeah, you unlocked one character, but you can't really, you know, have the team to play as until you unlock both characters. So that's one thing about the optional objectives. Some of the optional objectives are pretty tough to pull off, just because the way the match is and everything, it's pretty tough to pull off. But back, like what I was saying, you start off with the DX storyline, how they all formed, the Triple H. Next one is the Stone Cold storyline, where you have a big feud with Mr. McMahon and that whole thing. And then the next storyline is the Kane and Undertaker storyline, where Kane came out and Undertaker had to face his brother, that whole storyline. And then it's Mankind and The Rock, their two storylines. So it basically goes through the whole Attitude Era, because the main storyline about this is it's going back to the time when WWE was facing Monday Night Nitro for the it was a big Monday Night brand sort of viewing. It was a viewing war, basically. You know, WWE was kind of losing viewers, and Monday Night Nitro was kind of getting viewers. So then you go through the whole storyline. As you go further and further through the storyline of the Attitude Era, you kind of notice, because you get to see the TV ratings per se as you go through. When you first start out in the Attitude Era, you notice the WWE is on a decline, decline. And as you go through the game, you notice that they start climbing up and climbing up. And when you get to certain big moments in the Attitude Era, like the Stone Cold and Mr. McMahon feud, it'll show you on the map, on the TV rating chart. It'll kind of pinpoint, okay. And it also has like a timeline, the years, and it'll put the dot, and it'll show, okay, this year was when Steve Austin, Mr. McMahon feud, and you'll kind of see that the ratings start to spike up as you go throughout the further into it. So yeah, that's pretty much what I have to cover on the WWE. The next game I'm going to cover is Need for Speed, Most Wanted. I also been playing that game too. When you start out in the game, it basically, tells you a little bit about the city. It tells you about the city, and you basically just start racing. It gives you a pinpoint tracker to a car, and once you get in, you get that, you hit the Y button. For me, it's Xbox Y. So once you get there, you get into the car, and that's your first car, and it runs you through what you have to do. For pretty much, once you get your first car, you have to race around the city and find new cars. The thing about the cars are, you have to, the best advice I can give you, the hints for it, is the best thing is just to basically, is to go through the shortcuts. If you see any fences that can be broken, if you see any off the map roads and stuff, take them, because that's where most of the cars are going to be located, is where you really don't suspect, when you're driving, you see a shortcut, you see a fence or something, that's where most of the cars are hidden. Not all the time. Some of the cars are actually on the street. Like, you're just driving down the road, and then you see, and it'll pop up a logo. When you get close to the car, it'll pop up with the car logo, whatever. So you'll kind of notice, hey, look, there's a car. So you'll kind of notice that. I mean, it's not like it's completely hidden. You just kind of watch out, because there are also, the cops are on the roads as well. It's kind of like a free world sort of game. You just basically drive around the city. If you ever played Need for Speed Underground or Need for Speed Underground 2, it's kind of like that. You drive around the city, finding shortcuts, but in this, you got to locate cars and stuff like that. So it's kind of like one of those games you just kind of race around the city sort of thing. The thing about it is, like I said, the cops are on the road. So if you're driving around and you're going it's impossible to stay at the speed limit. I mean, it's just impossible. But if you're running down the road at like 100 miles, 130, 140, however fast your car's going, and the cop sees you, he's going to go into the whole chase mode. But I gotta give it to you. When you get chased by the cops, it's real easy to get away from them. I mean, it's simple. Just don't even worry about it, honestly. Just keep on driving, and I give it maybe less than a minute, and you'll be already away from them. The only time you really have to worry about the cops is if, let's say, you start a race. You find a race, you start it, and let's say in that race you have, the cops are on you, you're getting chased by the cops while you're racing, right? The thing about it is whenever you finish the race, let's say you finish the race, whatever position you finish, right? The cops are still going to be chasing you. If you finish a race, it doesn't, the cops, the heat level or whatever, because as you go and get chased by the cops, your heat level increases. The highest you can get is level 6. And when you get level 6, they're coming out with huge sedans, and roadblocks are like literally like tank cars. It's the sedan trucks that are sitting there, the roadblock. You can't get through them. There's no way. It doesn't matter how fast you're going. You're going to crash and burn. But anyways, what I was saying was, as you go through the game and you go into the race, and let's say you get a heat level of 3 at the start of the race, once you finish the race, the cop heat level stays continuous. It doesn't change. It doesn't stop or whatever. So you basically, once the race is over, you still have to get away from the cops. So yeah, you gotta kind of, that's when the cops are really, really tough to get away from, is when you're in the race, you already have a level 3 heat level, and you in the race, they're still there. As far as getting caught while you're driving around and stuff, that's no big deal. I mean, you can get away from them in like less than a minute, like I said. It's just when you're in the race and you're already at a level 3 heat, and then you in the race, then you got some trouble. Let's see, right now I'm at level 9 right now. As you progress throughout the race, as the game, you get, once you get so high of a level from doing races, from going through roadblocks, when you're getting chased by cops, when you go through speed meters, there's little cameras on the roads that take your picture or you'll see it all flash or whatever. You know, you kind of get a little bit of points here and there for going through those things and stuff. You get to move up on the ladder or whatever. And once you move so high, you unlock a race, which will allow you to race your player, right? Race your opponent on the ladder. And when you race and beat him, then you get to move up, you get to get his car. Now, the thing about it is once you beat the guy, it doesn't end there. You actually have to go and catch him after you beat him in the race. Then you have to catch him, slam his car, or basically, you know, stop his car by slamming into it, and then you get to have his car. So, you just gotta kind of watch out, because in all those races that I played so far, every one of them has started out with my cop level at least 3. So that's what kind of is bad about those, is because not only do you have to chase down the your opponent that you want to get his car, but you also have to worry because the cop's got a level 3 heat on you. So That's one thing that you gotta kind of worry about. It was kind of tricky for me, because I mean, I was trying to keep up with the guy, take his car, but at the same time, you got like cars, the cops are slamming into me and stuff, and I actually took and hit enough cops and just run off the road. I actually acquired a level 6 cop heat level, and whenever that happens, the cops, they have sedans. And these sedans, basically, I mean, they're literally tanks. It doesn't matter what car you're in, you're just getting beat down like a rag doll. I mean, and as you go throughout when you're racing, on the map, you'll see a red line, and you'll kind of hear it because the cops will, you know, you'll hear the cops be like, you know, the roadblock is ahead or whatever, and you'll see on the map is a red line, and trust me, if you ever push it to a level 6, which I know people will, because that's, you know, for me, that's a fun thing, is, you know, cop chases and stuff. If you push it to a level 6 and you see a roadblock, I would advise you to try and go off-road or hit a shortcut or sling around or something, because there's no way you're going to get through that. I mean, these cars, once you hit level 6, they're sedans, and they literally are right. They're like tanks. And the cops get way faster. Once you hit that roadblock and you slam into them, the cops are right behind you, and they literally pile all on top of you, and there's no way you can get it behind it. You can reverse, and you're stuck. You can't go anywhere. So, yeah, that's the advice I have for that one. Is if you get a level 6 heat level, you just gotta race. You just gotta race, outrun them, hide, whatever you gotta do, because they get really, really tough. So. In this game, per se, it's not about earning money. In the other games, it was about winning races, earning money, and then using that money to upgrade your car and stuff like that. In this game, it's not so much. In this game, it's more about winning races. So, if you look at up top, it'll tell you more about it. But if you go up top, it'll call Easy Drive, and it'll kind of tell you what races you need to win to get particular upgrades. If you want new tires, you have to win one particular race. If you want nitrous on your car, you gotta win a particular race. So it's not so much as win the race, get money, and then go upgrade your car. It's more like win the race, then get the upgrade. And once you win the race and you unlock the upgrade, you can automatically put it on your car right after the race is over. So, the other thing about it is when going back to the cop chases. Another thing is there are green wrenches that are on your map locator. If you go through, it's usually like a paint body shop. You just go through it basically, and it'll full repair your car. So just something, a little hint right there. You can, I forgot to throw in during that whole segment. And just the green wrenches. You go through body shops and paint shops, and you know, kind of, fully repair your car, because during cop chases, they can bang up your car pretty good. So, let's see. Oh, the other thing about it is, on all your cars, all your cars are stock pretty much when you start, when you go and you grab any car. It's pretty much all of them are stock. So, you know, any car you acquire, all new stuff, you know, basically you're racing a stock car. And the other thing about it is every car has different races that you need to win to acquire different upgrades. So if you get the Ford Mustang and then you decide to, you know, and it says, you know, you gotta win this race to get the street tires or whatever, and you get into like your Formula One car, it's different races to, you know, if you gotta win a particular race with a Ford Mustang, you know, Formula One car is gonna be different. So that's something else you gotta look for, is different cars. You have to win different races. So yeah, that's pretty much it for my second podcast. Like I said, you can also find this podcast on iTunes at TheNation5470, and you can also check out my website at www.TheNation5470.com. So you can access the podcast in two ways, and these podcasts usually should come out once a week, depending on how many people subscribe to the podcast and how many people I actually get listening to the podcast. I might come out with more than just the one at a time podcast. So if y'all have any suggestions on what games y'all think I should play and, you know, maybe talk about, you can always put your suggestions on, you know, my website, www.thenation5470.com. That's www.thenation5470.com. For me, Joel, this has been The Nation, Episode 2, and I hope to play more video games and come out with the next one soon. Until then, this is Joel.